Good morning, everyone. Well, it's morning in America. It's morning here in Arizona. I am Alan Scher. You know I run the Flock and Gather podcast for our 80,000 plus members across the globe. And I hope everybody is doing well on this 90 degree sunny day in Arizona. But we're going to jump a couple hours over to Dallas and talk to a good friend of mine. Many of you have known her for years in the industry by Lori Nicole. She's actually married to a really super guy. His name's Nord. But we're going to call her Lori Nicole right now. She is the founder of Stemulation Skincare. Hello, my Dallas friend. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you.
You guys had the weirdest weather this year I ever remember for Texas. Like, even here in Arizona, it was blasé, but let's see. You had nice weather, then you had freezing weather, then you had rainstorms, then you had snow. What the heck is going on in Dallas?
I don't know. You know, my daughter moved here to go to school, and we used to get the weather reports at home, and of course, my mother was always the one calling her, oh, I hear you're having a tornado, you're having this, and she's like, Mom, it's, you know, never mind, Grandma, it's fine. And I thought, oh, they don't really have these. It's just the weather that, you know, gets blown up on national news. And we've lived here for a couple of years now, and I think we've had everything.
Okay, where did you move from again?
Newport, oh, California. Newport.
That's right. Okay, got off the coast. All right, yep. And your daughter's going to school where?
Well, she finished school, but they're working on starting a family, so I want to get close.
Good for her. We'll call you Nanny Lori pretty soon, so we'll see about it. But it's nice having family around. And I think this last year has reminded people how important family is. What say you?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's great to be able to be involved in kind of more daily basis. Both of my kids, you know, were across the country. My son's still in Connecticut. So at least I'm closer. Time zone's a little easier. Yeah.
Well, a lot of our listeners have known, obviously, we moved from California and Minnesota to Cave Creek, Arizona. So I miss that I have not seen the grandkids in the last year, but we just did a VRBO for August. We're going up to Minnesota so we can be there for a bit and see the kids. I just miss them. And, you know, at a certain level, Skype, Zoom, whatever, it FaceTime, it doesn't cut it.
No.
It's not the same thing, right?
Not like a hug.
No. In fact, would you believe I talked to, well, another good friend of mine in Dallas, you might know the McClendon, Shannon and Delia, they run Farmhouse Fresh, the body care line, right? And she said to me, she can't wait to go back to shows. And she goes, and I'm warning you right now, I'm still going to be a hugger. I go, so am I. That's what we are, right? You know.
Yeah. If you're born a hugger, you're a hugger.
There is no way around it. Well, I love Dallas, and it's a center of spa in our world. In fact, I had this conversation the other day when people were saying, where are all the spas? I need the demographics. I said, you know, if you look at the country, like the letter U, right, down the West Coast, across the bottom up, it's not that the center doesn't have spa, salon, skincare, but it's heavily concentrated in a U shape in our country. And you guys are right at the bottom of the U there. And I can't remember who's doing a conference in Dallas this year. I think it's WeWork Well, but I'm not remembering. But it's going to be great to be back in Dallas, and I'm excited for that because I have so many friends there. And a good Minneapolis friend of mine, Jeff Evenson, he just opened his first franchise. He bought a who's the high end franchise? A Woodhouse. He bought a Woodhouse Day Spa. And he's in North Dallas. I'm not remembering the name. Well, Dallas is like Phoenix. It expands for like 600 miles in each direction, right?
Like LA. There's like, many, many, many cities, and they just say LA.
Yeah, it's flat, it's open, and it goes on forever. Driving 30 minutes is like going to the grocery store, right? It doesn't really count. We say that about living here in the greater Phoenix area. Everything's 30 minutes. It's just what it is when you get in the car, you know, along the way. Tell our listeners, Lori, how before Stemulation, you did what? What was your background?
Oh, goodness. I spent almost 30 years in banking, mortgage banking, and had a, you know, successful career in finance and so forth. So when the crisis hit in 2008, I was at the peak of my career and I'm like, I didn't want to start this whole thing over. So I was fortunate enough to be able to take a look and see what else was out there. And honestly, I was just really intrigued with the science behind stem cells. And I went to work for a stem cell research company as a business development officer.
Well, that's a long way from banking. Was it different? And you look at a lot of people, I ask, I'm curious because, you know, there are a lot of people over the last year who have made transitions in and out of our industry. So I'm curious how, I mean, were you afraid to, was there some reticence about leaving banking and going into skincare, or just it's a natural progression for you?
Oh, yeah, that was such a natural progression.
Yeah, right.
They're like polar opposites, but yeah. I mean, come on. No, I guess really the fact of the matter, what the, I guess the incentive was that I was born with a deficiency in my body's ability to produce vitamin A and D. So I've always struggled with really dry, sensitive skin. My mom started dragging me to the dermatologist literally at the age of 3 in, you know, back in the day. We didn't have tanning beds or things like that, that, you know, they actually put me in a closet lined with aluminum foil and ultraviolet lights and told me not to touch the walls, I'd get burned. I mean, it was a crisis that I went through as a child.
Wait, seriously? An aluminum lined blue light closet?
Yes.
Ultraviolet light, oh my God.
It was literally torture. And so, you know, that didn't work out so well, but I mean, I had fought this my entire life. And when the mortgage banking crisis happened and I went to work for a stem cell research company, I was working with a group of doctors and scientists from around the world. And, you know, they're growing heart valves and tracheas and all these organs. And I'm like, wait, can you grow skin?
Yeah.
And they're like, of course, you know, silly blonde. I'm like, no, time out. Well, it really just started us on this investigative research program. And you know me, Alan, I'm pretty much a serial entrepreneur, even though I had a banking background. I'm like, wait, there's something here. And I was just fortunate enough to be in Orange County, and the Bill and Susan Gross Stem Cell Research Center is there at UCI, and I knew some of the scientists there. And I was able to get them to work with me. And we used cultured media, stem cell cultured media from mesenchymal stem cells, which is bone marrow. And we figured out that it was their growth factors that really were the catalyst, a mechanism of action, if you will, that told our healthy cells how to respond in a condition of trauma. So we went through that process and we launched stimulation in like 2010,
mm-hmm.
utilizing adult human stem cell conditioned media. And then over the years, we had that conditioned media analyzed, and it was analyzed through a team of research group. And it was analyzed actually at Stanford University, and we identified the growth factors that were prevalent in that soup, if you will. And then we isolated those down. So we now use bioidentical growth factors that are internationally approved. They're not human derivative, they're not animal derivatives. And we were able to isolate the growth factors that create the greatest impact on the skin.
Okay, hold on. Let me bring our listeners up to date. Okay, we're past banking. We're past closets filled with tin foil. Normally, I only wear tin foil on my head so they can't hear my thoughts, but we're past that.
You are in Arizona.
Yes. The original stem cells came from bone marrow?
Yeah, we actually purchased them through a pharmaceutical lab that used and purchased them for stem cell transplantation.
And what bones? Whose bones? Mine? A cow? Whose?
Actually, it was a donated, a certified donor. There are people that go through a process, and then after they've been approved through the process, those stem cells are actually cleansed and certified, if you will.
Okay.
And they go through a lab process.
Got it. We don't use human bone marrow for stem cells anymore?
Not for our cosmetics.
We do. Right. They use it for medical reasons. Yeah, yeah, I got it. Okay. So explain then how did we transition to stem cells coming from bioidentical, and what does that mean? Give me layman's terms on that.
Well, they're able to emulate the same structure of the peptide or the growth factor that is human derived. They can emulate that and recreate it within the lab. And a lot of it is plant-based. So a variety of plants to get the mix of growth factors that we utilize, but a lot of it's, sugar-based.
Got it. So let's say no humans were hurt in the making of these products, right?
And actually no stem cells were hurt in the process.
No stem cells. So what do the words bioidentical mean?
It means that it is as close to your natural stem cells as possible, or growth factors that are produced by those stem cells. So it's like bioidentical hormones and hormone replacement therapy. Those okay. are not hormones that are taken from somebody. They're yep. chemically or
got it. Do you think people worry about all this stuff being made in a lab?
You know, I think less people worry about stuff being made in the lab as they worry about actually utilizing a growth factor from a live stem cell or human
got
stem
it. And Lori, does this have anything to do with human growth hormone, HGH? Because you see so much advertising about it, and I'm still not clear what it is.
It's so interesting. No, it's actually nothing to do with that at all.
Got it. Okay. All right. So we're caught up. So your products are plant-based bioidentical stem cells. Got
right.
it. Okay. And I know I'm jumping ahead of you a little bit here, but we've had some conversations, and I've sent you to some spa directors who have called me back raving about your serums and your cream. So address that, and we've got a few minutes. So address, why have they gone crazy? Why do they think it's the best thing since sliced bread?
Because, honestly, I had such that, I'm glad we touched on my horrific past and my skin. I love to share that with the world. No, I don't. But it really is at the core of my motivation and passion for doing this. And part of that is, in banking, I was successful in that field, and I was able to purchase very fine skincare. I still had the same troubles. I wasn't getting the results. I have my before and afters on our website under our story. And my skin, this is now 12 years later. Of course I've aged. We all do. But my skin is in better condition today than it was 12 years ago. And I wasn't getting the results. So the reason people go crazy is we are absolutely focused on results. And you see them very quickly.
Got it. I love results. We've been talking today with Lori Nicole Nord. That's her husband, Bill. Lori Nicole. She's the founder of Stemulation Skincare. Man, we have been to Arizona, to Dallas, to Newport, California. We've been in the lab with human bone marrow. We're now down to plant-based bioidentical. I love where this conversation's going. I also love the fact, in the whole conversation about skin, you hear a lot, people always say anti-aging. It's like, I'm not against aging. As you just said, we are getting older, so I'm fine. I just want to age gracefully. And I think
absolutely.
You guys have kind of nailed something correct that absolutely. Helps age gracefully.
Yeah. I mean, for me, having those deficiencies in my skin made my skin very, very dry and sensitive. And I just posted a blog this morning about exfoliants, because one of the key elements in really getting fast results is getting rid of that dead skin layer that allows your, workhorses, your serums, your creams, etc., to absorb better and to perform. If you're blocking it and you're spending all this energy, the product is trying to get through, it doesn't work as well. So getting rid of the dead layers really helps promote that success. And we're all about that. So we use a topical and a physical exfoliant, both in our lactic acid as well as in our scrubs, that really permits our creams and serums to perform.
The other thing I love about Stemulation, when I look at your website and I read about your products, you don't have 200 products. So it's not difficult to figure out how to get, can people call you for a consultation and stuff, by the way? What's the best way for them to get a hold of you?
Well, we do have a pro site. So you can access the pro site through our retail or consumer site at stemulation.com, or you can go directly to the pro site at stemulationpro.com. And you can-
And that's STEM, S-T-E-M, STEM. Looks like stimulation, but it's Stemulation, okay?
Yes, very clever.
Lori, I have a couple more questions. I know we're running down on time here, but results is always at the end of the day, it's what people want, right? It's like, you know, for most people, massage started by just give me a woo-woo, make me feel good massage, which became, no, I hurt in my left shoulder blade and my right buttocks. And I want you to work on both of those things and make me feel better but it's the same with skincare. Just buying a brand because it looks like it makes you feel good isn't the answer. Results is everything, correct?
Exactly. And it's so passionate about the fact that when you're investing in your skin and your long-term success, if you will, we try and price our products accordingly. It's not luxury skincare because of the price. It's luxury skincare because of the way it makes you feel. Being in that, I guess, position where I used medical skincare for so long, all I wanted was a performance line that would get me the results, but would feel good, that smelled good, that I had the luxury experience. And that's what it's about.
I love it. Okay, give our listeners the website one more time.
StemulationPro.com. And that was STEM, as you mentioned. That's the direct to the professional site. You can contact us through the site or at GLOW, GLOW, at stemulation.com.
Lori, you're still my favorite banker, even though you're in the skincare business. Thank you for spending time with us this morning.
I love you, Alan. Thank you for having me.
Right back at you. Thanks, Lori. Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
And listeners, please remember, be kind to one another.